forward to
Yeah, I guess so. As much as you can.
What type of challenges does that
Well, it's a big challenge. That's the strength of their team, I think, personally, their defensive line. And they got good tackles and good ends, and they put a lot of pressure on you in the run game and the pass game.
Is the third week as important as a lot of times it's mentioned as getting ready for the season? Is this an important week for you guys to gear up?
I think so. It's a game you get to play the most in, so we'll see how our conditioning is. We'll play more than we have in the past, and I'm sure they'll play more than the other teams have played also, so it's always a good challenge.
Logan, obviously you guys had the scale with Tom last week. You know, all in all, though, the last 3 weeks, what kind of camp have you seen him put together?
As Tom?
Yeah.
I don't know. Pretty good, as usual. He's looked good in the game, so that's all that matters to me is he's playing good on Sundays.
For you guys that are like the older guys, and, you know, with so many new pieces being integrated on offense, so much change, I mean, is there a little bit more on you guys, you know, over the summer, trying to get the guys integrated, try to get them all up to speed?
Well, the O-line, we're pretty got a lot of veterans back, so I really don't have much say with the receivers. They're not going to listen to some lineman on how to run a 9 route or something, so they might listen to me if I tell them how to block the weak safety, but when it comes to patterns, they listen to Tom.
Logan, Detroit's played really badly so far in the preseason. Do you anticipate them coming out irritated and giving you guys a handful as a result of that, and they probably won't put together a good performance?
I don't know. I haven't watched a whole lot of their games yet. I watched a little bit this morning, but, you know, it's the third game. I'm sure they want to come out and have a good showing before the season starts, so just like we do, we want to come out and put our best foot forward and keep trying to get better, so I'm sure they're going to do the same.
Have you ever had an occasion?
Back up, Mayo.
Who's like, doing that?
Is there ever an occasion when you look up and say, okay, this is getting a little too intense for a preseason game?
No. You know, guys are out there trying to earn a spot, trying to carve out their role for the team, and some guys are going to have to give it everything they got, and if you're not giving it all you got out there, you're either going to get hurt or the coach is going to see it and you're going to get demoted, so you better be doing the best you can.
Sometimes guys get unsportsmanlike conduct penalties right in the preseason.
Yeah, I don't know who would ever do that, but it does happen.
Logan, what do you remember about the preseason game in Detroit a couple of years ago? I think it was the third preseason game out there as well.
I don't recall the whole thing, but I know we didn't start the way we wanted. We were up and down. It just wasn't the way we want to play. And I remember the coaching staff not being as thrilled about the game as they should be.
How about the music today at practice? I mean, I'm assuming that's sort of geared toward going into a Ford Field and stressing the communication that you guys will need, whether, you know, silence and outcome.
Yeah, exactly. We haven't had as much noisy practices as we need to, so this week we're getting a lot of it, and Thursday night we'll get a lot of it. That place gets pretty loud.
When you go up against their D-line, what do you expect, even in a preseason setting? Is it getting nasty in there with them?
Yeah, they're big physical guys inside. Sue's probably one of the strongest tackles you're going to find in the league, and he's very athletic for his size also, and their ends got speed and can get up the field, so they're good at what they do, and they're always a handful for whoever they're playing.
Is it a kind of a good measuring stick for you guys at this point, that line?
Yeah, I guess so. We'll see. If we do good, they're not that good. If we do bad, they're really good. So.
Did it feel more like an in-season practice today without the crowd there for the first time?
Yeah, a little bit. It's always a little different when you go from thousands of people one day and the next day no one. So it's... it does make you feel like you're getting in that grind of the season.
Thanks. Logan, thanks. Well, E-Tech, kind of a career tackle, forced play some guard for you guys. How's he done, and has he leaned on you to kind of help learn it?
Yeah, he's asked us for advice. You know, this is Will's 9th year. He's never played guard in his career, so he kind of got thrown in there, and he's done a good job for us. He's learned pretty fast on the fly, and he's only helping himself out by being more flexible.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.